Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members provide all support for OTRWesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode.
Speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors. And for once, his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. From the tail of the Black Arrow. I'll Silver. Hooray!
The great cottonwood, which had been felled across the tracks, forced the engineer to stop the locomotive. But when two of the outlaws rode toward the cab, both he and the fireman picked up their rifles and opened fire. The other outlaws met with the same reception as the passenger coaches. Then, realizing their attack had no chance of success, they turned their horses, raked them with their spurs, and hit the back trail for Rockford. Captain and the two forged from the train to send a few parting shots after them.
Had enough, boys. They're out of range. Let's all get together and heave this tree off the track.
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll wait for nothing now.
But there's another masked man riding towards us from the west.
What?
And there's an engine riding with him.
Put down your gun.
He's an outlaw.
No, he isn't. You ever see a white horse like that before?
Yeah, plenty big.
The girl told us he was somewhere around here. That's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
That's what I said. We'll tell him where that gang headed and he can get after us.
Well, they got too much of a start. They'll be in Rockford before he can catch
us. Well, that won't stop him.
I sure hope you're right.
Aye. Very silver, very.
Howdy, Matt, man.
That was a nice fight you put up.
Oh, we were warned about it. We were ready for him.
You were warned?
Yeah. A girl rode out on the tracks just outside of Rockford. Made us stop the train. She told us it was a gang of outlaws waiting here.
You hear that, Tonto? Must be the same girl who's giving us information.
That's right. Yeah, she knows you, that's sure. She said you were somewhere around. We saw you before we saw the outlaws to stop the train and pass the word along. She said you'd take care of everything.
Well, we didn't get here in time to stop the attack, but we might be able to trail the gang. Did you recognize any of them?
I did.
You did?
Who are you?
My name's Scott. I'm just a passenger.
And who was it you saw?
An hombre called Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Martinez?
You look surprised.
Well, I am. I know him well. I never heard of his turning outlaw.
Oh, he has, right enough. They got his partner in jail for murder.
You mean Pete Lacey?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Tonto?
Oh, Tonto not know. Pete's not bad, man.
At least when we knew him, he wasn't.
He must have changed a lot since then. He's charged with murder, and his trial comes up in a few days. Oh, they'll hang him for sure.
Well, first job is to go after those outlaws.
Remember, Pedro Martinez was one of them.
And they headed that way, back to Rockford.
Damn, Silver, hit him up. Now,
fly! Up the light!
Less than 10 miles to Rockford, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto were unable to catch up with the outlaws before they reached the town. They caught sight of them, however, and decided to make camp in the woods nearby. That night, Pedro Martinez was arguing with the sheriff in the Last Chance Cafe.
You have no right to keep it in jail.
Watch your tongue, Pedro.
I say no right.
We've got all the evidence we need.
Jake was killing back at the Lucky Dollar. It was just at midnight, and just at midnight, Pete and I were riding into town from Durango.
They saw a big hombre with yellow hair shoot Jake. He identified Pete.
But it's not true. Pete was nowhere near the Lucky Dollar. Why should you take Bates' board instead of mine?
Because you're Pete's partner and you want to save his neck. Bates didn't know Jake and he didn't know Pete. He
He's got no axe to grind, so he's the man we believe.
Oh, you know Jake was a stranger to him.
I do, that's all.
You do not know. You just take it for granted. He may have had a good reason for wanting to kill Jake.
And what about Pete? What about that fight Pete and Jake had right in here?
Oh, it was nothing.
He wrecked the place.
But Pete, he win. There's no reason for him to be sore over it.
You got something there, Pedro. And if you get that power of yours to change his plea from not guilty to self-defense, he might have a chance.
No.
I can see how it might have happened. Jake tried to plug him, but Pete beat him to the draw. Self-defense.
No, Pete will not say that because he's not true.
Then he'll hang.
Why is he doing another accused Bates of murder?
You're local. Bates saw the shoot from his office. That's halfway up the street and on the second floor. There were 20 men got around back to the cafe before he did.
You're the worst help I have ever seen. You do not have any brains at all.
I warned you, Pedro.
If they hang me, it is you who are the killer.
One more word and I'll put you under arrest.
Arrest?
I mean it.
All right. I will say no more. I cannot go to jail because I must find out who is the guilty man.
We know who shot Jake and nothing you can say will change your mind.
No, because you will not let me speak. But what I think is crazy. Good night.
Pedro. Pedro.
Who's that? Open your hands.
You look close.
Pronto. He's my friend around.
Him outside town.
I must see him, Pronto. They are Pete and Jake.
We know that. We find out many things. You right.
My horse is right here. Get him up. Get him up, boy.
If it was Pedro instead of Pete, there would be some sense to it. You know, I have the same horse and quick on his draw, but Pete...
Does his cell have an outside window?
See, he's at back of the jail.
Pat and I are going to town. We'll have a talk with him. You stay here, Pedro.
Why should I not go with you?
Don't you know of any reason?
No, I have made the sheriff mad at me, but that is no reason.
Where were you at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
No, Ricardo.
Are you sure you don't remember?
Oh, see, now I remember. It's just at 2 o'clock I bring Pete some food from hotel. It is not like the stuff they give him in the jail.
Then Pete, your only alibi.
Alibi? Is another Pedro needs alibi?
Not for me, Pedro. I believe you. There are others who won't.
What is happening?
The train from Clarksville was held up at 2 o'clock, about 10 miles from here. There were only half a dozen men in the gang, and they were driven off. So when the crew gets back to Rockford tomorrow, they'll accuse you of taking part.
Me? Pedro Martinez is a body reniega.
One of the passengers identified all of them.
But it's not true. I bring the proof to Pete.
You don't have to convince me.
You're right. If the sheriff I would have to convince, that would be impossible. Somehow, I do not think he likes me.
So you'll stay here until we get back, Pedro. Hey, don't leave this camp.
I do whatever you say.
Oh, Silver, get him up. Go. Leave the horses here, fellow.
Please hide them. They're back in jail.
Let's hope the sheriff and one of his deputies don't come around here. The mission is as bright as day.
Sheriff, not knowing you.
They're caught. You may not give me a chance to explain my mask.
That's right.
We'll try this first window. Pete.
Who's there?
A friend.
What do you mean? Hello, Johnny.
How are you?
How are you, Masked Man?
A lot better off than you are, Pete.
Isn't this the doggone thing you ever heard of in your life?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. You had a fight with Jake, didn't you?
Yeah.
What started it?
Well, he was doing a poker game. I caught him cheating, but I didn't go for my gun. I just grabbed his and threw it in the ground. Then I beat him up.
Was Jake a professional gambler?
I don't know. He was a slick-looking hombre. Just come from New Orleans.
He only had time to make one enemy, and that was you.
I didn't have no hard feelings against him after I got my money back.
I'm trying to think the way the rest of the people are thinking. And about the night of the murder, I suppose a lot of people knew you and Pedro were going to Durango that day.
I suppose.
Did you tell them when you'd be back?
Maybe so. We expected to be back by midnight. I might have said so.
Can't you be sure?
I'm sorry, Masked Man.
Well, how about Bates, the man who identified you? You know him so well?
Sure.
You ever had any trouble with him?
No, none at all. He's a cattle buyer. You know, I never had any cattle to sell.
You think he's honest?
Got no reason to think he isn't, but he sure didn't see me.
He's absolutely positive.
Inside, big fella. Yellow hair.
Is there anyone else in town who could fit that description?
Well, there's Whitey, but he's just a little sawed-off shrimp. I can't think of anybody else. I've been trying to.
Wait a minute. How long ago did this shooting take place?
Just 7 days ago.
Wait the moon, Tonto. Pete, Ray Blinton may help us to get you free.
What's that?
We won't be sure unless we can find something else.
Sam, where are you?
That's Sheriff.
You'll have to leave, Pete. When's your trial come up?
As soon as the judge returns from Clarksville.
We'll find something. Don't worry. Come on, Tonto.
Adios, Matt, man. I'm hoping we'll make it.
You bring up, Kimosabe.
Very soon, very. Where is it, Toto?
You look at the footprint. Somebody ride here after we go to town.
Did Pedro left the camp?
No, him not do that. Footprint go toward camp, then come back.
Kimosabe, you look what Toto find against bark a tree.
Black hair.
Ah. And we know girl ride black horse.
She may have left another message at the camp.
That's right.
Now, come on.
Get him up, scout.
Hey, Pedro, glad to see you back.
Have you had a visitor since we've been gone, Pedro?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Toto saw the hoofprints on the trail. Did she leave a message?
You know him as a girl, too?
Yes, Pedro. What's that paper you have?
Well, it's for you. She left it.
Thank you, Pedro.
I was sitting here, standing by the campfire. All of a sudden, I feel a gun in my back. And the voice, oh, it was the sweetest voice I have ever heard. It told me not to move. Pedro Martinez is a father, a nigger, he is a gentleman, he does not move. Besides, the gun is in my back, and the voice sounds like it's me in business.
You see, girl?
No, Tonto, I do not see her. She threw a note over my shoulder and said, do not read it, give it to Mask Man. Then she slipped away. Oh, I would have liked to follow her. But the Mask Man tell me stay here, I stay.
Also, there is always a gun to remember.
What note say?
Going to help us a lot, Kimosabe.
Uh-huh.
Clears up a lot of things. In the first place, Jake was working for the government.
For government?
Yes.
The hombre who cheated cars?
He was trying to make certain people in town think he was a crook.
Who are those people?
I don't know. The girl isn't sure, but she is sure that they're the ones who murdered Jake. And they're the ones who held up the train.
And that Pollock's caught on train. Him tell us lie about Pedro. Maybe him...
Oh, wait. That's what I thought until I'd read to the end. Now listen to this. And here's why I'm sure they had something to do with the holdup. There was no gold on the train. There were only a few passengers, but one of them was Jed Scott. Jed Scott saw the murder committed.
Jed Scott?
The killers must have known this and tried to get him out of the way. Well, in other words, they held up the train in order to take Jed a prisoner.
We will find him and make him tell the truth.
We will certainly try, Pedro. We may be too late. He's on his way to Clarksville this afternoon.
He didn't get there before dark.
The outlaws tried to get him once, they'll try it again. Into your saddle, Pedro.
Si, senor.
Hold, Silver.
Get him up.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Tonto and Pedro urged their mounts toward Clarksville. They followed the railroad for the most part, and just before dawn, they reined up to watch a train pass.
That is nice, Pedro, of course.
Yes, Pedro.
Maybe Judge be out in that man. If that is so, he will be trained this morning.
How long before dawn?
Maybe hour.
Well, let's see now. The main line runs through Clarksville. Judge Scott wanted to leave Texas and head back to the east. That's the only place he could get a train.
Si, senor.
Didn't they want to leave at dawn?
Well, that is right. He's gone from San Antonio.
That's the one he'll be taking. The Black Arrow hasn't caught him.
You say Black Arrow?
The girl said it. Of course, it's only a guess, but I think she's right.
Oh.
We've got to reach Clarksville by daybreak. Go on, Silver.
Get him up.
Get off, boy.
Faster, Silver. Faster.
Faster. disk of blood-red sun lifted itself above the horizon in the east, a whistle sounded from the west, and 5 minutes later the express steamed into the station at Clarksdale. This was not a cattle train, and only the station master stood on the platform. He raised his arm in a casual salute to the conductor, and the conductor signaled the engineer to start. At that moment, a man raced around the corner of the station, climbed the platform, and ran toward one of the passenger coaches. The conductor helped him aboard just as the wheels were starting to turn. The station master was arrested by a cry from down the track. Three horsemen charged toward the moving train. They swept past the platform and alongside the last coach. The masked man on the white horse swung free from the saddle and jumped to the platform.
Follow the train, fella. Bring Silver with you.
Come on, George.
I'm glad to see you're still alive, Scott.
The mask man.
You're getting off this train. Coming back to Rockford with me.
Oh, we can't. It's moving.
All I have to do is pull that cord.
But that'll stop the train. You can't.
No, now listen. Help me, somebody. Conductor.
Don't move anybody. I got you all covered. This isn't a holdup.
You can see, Miles.
Scott here can save an innocent man from hanging if he wants to.
You're local.
And we're taking him back to Rockford. Now get going out on the platform.
You're wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about that murder at all.
Well, you'll catch him, that he's fine.
Into the saddle.
Now, wait, mister. Get up there.
The others are saying when they'll make trouble, Abe, they won't call us.
Let's go.
Get him up. Get out, boy. Come. Tell the Lone Ranger I take part in that holdout.
I thought I saw you.
No, it's verdad. You say one big lie. I'm Pedro Mastanesis of Adi Runiega. Maybe I'm not as fast on the draw as the Lone Ranger, but I can use the bull whip. I will stand you up against his tree.
That's enough, Pedro.
I will make him tell the truth.
The man's afraid now. You won't make him talk by scaring him anymore.
It's not me. I care about his speed.
I know. Let me handle it. Scott, you didn't have any good reason for trying to get Pedro into trouble, did you?
No, I thought maybe they'd leave me alone.
That gang of outlaws were after you.
I don't know.
But you thought they might have been.
I don't know what to think.
Get this straight, Scott. It won't do you any good denying that you saw the murder committed.
How are you going to prove that?
You admitted it once, didn't you?
You mean to say my partner squealed at me?
No, Scott. But you must have admitted it, or you couldn't have been overheard.
At the station when he tried to keep me from leaving town.
Girl, hear him, maybe.
You know that about that now, Toto. About Bates, Scott. When you heard his story, why did you stand by and let him get away with it?
I wasn't sure what I saw. I was just coming around the corner of the cafe when the shooting started, and it was all over in a second.
It was dark in back of the cafe, wasn't it?
I'll say it was. So why couldn't Bates be right and me wrong?
You wouldn't have left town if you didn't know you were right.
Huh?
Something happened after the shooting to make you sure. You were warned not to say anything, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Was the note you got signed?
I didn't say I got a note.
Was it?
Well, there was a mark at the bottom of it.
A note?
Yeah.
What is all this about Arrow? The man's men say black Arrow. Tonto say yes. What do you mean?
I don't know.
But you did know the man who killed Jake had seen you just as you'd seen him.
That's the way I had to figure. I thought he might not stop with a warning. The only safe thing for me was to clear out of the country.
And it didn't mean a thing to you that an innocent man would die.
You're a coward.
All right, I am. I'm going to save my skin, and that's all that matters to me.
We're taking you back to Rockford, Scott.
How much good it'll do you. The judge got there 2 or 3 hours ago. The trial's already started.
You'll get there before it's over.
Not a chance.
Bring your horses,
Tonto. And even if you do, I won't say nothing. I'll take a chance on you putting a bullet through me before I'll take a chance on the man who killed Jake.
Get up there.
You're no killer, masked man, and he is.
All right, Silver. Otto, Pedro.
On the rock. Hit him up. Hit him up.
The circuit judge had taken care of a number of minor cases that morning in Rockford and declared a recess before Pete's case was called. But at 1 o'clock, he wrapped his gavel on the battered desk that served as a bench.
All right. Quiet down, folks. Case of the state against Pete Lacey. Where's the prisoner?
Right here, Your Honor.
Oh, hello, Pete.
Hello, Judge.
To a lack of hombre, you sure get yourself into some awful messes.
I sure do.
It looks like this will be the last one.
Mighty comforting, Judge.
Oh, I meant that you can't get into trouble when you're swinging at the end of a rope.
I know what you meant. Just beat you to the draw, that's the
story. What I want to tell you, boy, is this. You're on a court of law, and I'm the judge. And I'm forgetting that I was ever your friend. We'll hear the evidence in the case, and the jury will decide whether you're guilty or not.
The masked man was here last night.
Huh. Why ain't he here now?
Maybe he will be.
And I call my first witness, Judge. There's no need of speeches.
Right, Sheriff. Sit down, Pete.
Thanks.
I'm calling Henry Bates.
Well, I'm right here.
Sit down in that chair.
Yeah. Put your hand on the book. Have you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or help
I
you?
Do.
Wait a minute. Let me see that book.
What's your thing?
Hey, it's nothing but an almanac.
Yes, all I could find.
Well, don't use any book until you find the Bible. Just tell him to raise his right hand and swear him in again.
He know. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help
me? I do. As a matter of fact, Judge, this is the only witness the state's going to call, so the case won't take much of your time.
Well, get along with it.
Tell us your story, Bates. That's all we want.
Well, a week ago last night, I was working late in my office. All you boys know where that is. It's on the second floor of the Bates building.
The second floor is the top floor of the Bates building, ain't it?
Well, yes.
That's what I thought. Get along with it.
Well, I keep all my accounts in the back room. And I was sitting at my desk by the window. All of a sudden, I hear three shots, so I stuck my head out. I see two men in the back of the Lucky Dollar. No, just one man.
Well, make up your mind.
I saw one man first, then I saw the other one on the ground. The hombre that done the shooting was standing over him. He was big and husky, and he had yellow hair.
Is that the man?
That's him, Pete Lacy.
I haven't got any more questions. Stand down, Pete.
What if Pete wants to ask him anything?
What'll I ask him? He isn't lying, he's as blind as a bat. How many fingers am I holding up?
Three.
The whiskey or rum?
Order in the court! Now, clerk, I'll put you in jail if you make another bum joke like that.
They laugh.
Order! That's what I'm objecting to. This here is serious business. And you, gentlemen of the jury, in the name of justice, you've got to decide whether a man's to live or die. A man the same as you, who likes to ride a good horse and listen to a good story, who likes to sleep when he's tired, eat when he's hungry, drink when he's thirsty. If you find him guilty, we'll put a rope around his neck and he won't sleep or eat or drink no more. Serious business. How about it, Pete? Got any more questions?
Well, I
have, Your Honor.
Thanks for the ranger.
I told you he'd be here.
Is it all right, Your Honor?
Not with me, it isn't.
Objection overruled. Go ahead, masked man.
Thank you. Bates, your office is a block and a half away from the Lucky Dollar. It's dark and back at the cafe. How were you able to see so well? How were you able to make out that the killer had yellow hair?
Well, it wasn't so dark. There was a moon.
You're sure of that? A week ago last night, there was a moon?
It was light as day.
Your Honor, you know a lot about the law. I'm sure you read of a case that Mr. Lincoln had once. A witness said that he saw a murder committed by the light of the moon. Mr. Lincoln introduced an almanac as evidence.
I remember.
Can we find an almanac around here?
I've got one, and I'm looking at the date right now.
Before you find it, everyone in this courtroom will remember. There was no moon on the night the murder was committed.
No moon, that's right.
And without a moon, Bates, you couldn't have seen clearly enough to identify Pete.
I saw two men. They was both in the shadow, all right. But there was a spot of something light around the head of the killer.
It could have been a white Stetson.
Yeah, it could have been.
And there are plenty of men in town who wear them.
Yeah, but he was big, and I happened to think of Pete. And
Sheriff, if this is your only witness, I'm going to throw the case out of court for lack of evidence.
Your Honor, before you do that, I want to ask one more question.
Well, go ahead.
You said there were two men in back of the cafe, Bates. Were there more than two men?
No.
And I can produce one of them.
You mean the killer?
Bring him in, Toto.
Who's that swinging in there?
Oh, that's Pedro Martinez. I'll arrest him for both holding up the train and killing Jake.
It's Jed Scott I'm talking about.
Now, let me go. We'll get in there. You can't keep me here. I haven't done anything.
Stand up there.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake? This hombre ain't never been noted for his nerve.
He's confessed to Pedro and Tyler myself that he was in back of the cafe when the murder took place. There were only two men there. Jake is dead.
Scott must have come in. You can't charge me with murder.
Looks like he's already done it to me.
Bates couldn't have seen me. I was around the corner of the building.
Sheriff, arrest this man.
No, don't let him come near me.
Look out.
He's the one who did it. It was the sheriff who killed him. Boy, watch his deputy.
Pedro's got him covered.
Gee, you won't get me. Oh, my hand.
Get a pair of handcuffs out of his pocket, Tonto. Put them on him.
Kimasabi. Hunt a fine black arrow mark on
wrist. Well, this is a plum surprise to me. Did you know all along, masked man?
No, Judge. But Scott did, and the only way we could make him talk was to accuse him of the murder. I don't think you'll have any more trouble with him. He'll tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah.
Come along, Toto.
You were right about the train holdup. It was the sheriff's deputy that was after me.
Yeah, we got him all hogtied now.
Then I'm safe.
You're safe, all right. But you're a yellow coyote. You let me hang because you were scared to tell the truth. Well, I've got something to say to you, only I can't find a word for it.
No, 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 wait.
I just have to let my fist do the talking.
Here. This is a court of law, Pete. Boy. Don't you do that again unless...
Is he out, Pedro?
It is out cold, senor.
Don't do it anymore, Pete. Next case will be the state versus the sheriff and his deputies. And we'll need him for a witness. All right, you boys in the front row, get some water. When you throw it at him... Hang on to the bucket.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, otrwesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.